I want to offer you a gift today. Something I'm sure will be appreciated if you have someone in your life who perhaps likes to change things up now and then, or prefers the same role as you. Or maybe you would like to try something new yourself, to feel powerful for a moment and jump into a new role. It's very natural and normal to explore these things, even if you assume you have a preference. Things change over time. Desires shift and move, yours and those of the people close to you. So there's no harm in trying, is there? It's something you can dip a toe into, and even if it's not for you, just remember this time. It's for me. That's right, I want you to change things up for me. Not just because someone else might enjoy it, but because I want you to. I want to see you leave the box in which you put yourself and take charge, not because it's going to be the moment you never have a submissive desire again, but because it's good to feel powerful and in control once in a while. So I offer this experience to help you unlock that side of you, whether you feel it as a dormant presence, or you're naturally a switch, or even if you've never so much as considered yourself in a dominant role. I want you to be able to flick that switch for me, because I told you to. And I want the person you're with to have the chance to be dominated too, if they want it. I want you to be submissive for me and dominant for them. But how to do that exactly? How to train your mind to move from one desire to another? Leave that part to me, won't you? Because I don't really need you to be able to consciously tell yourself to do it. I want that to be something your partner can do for you instead. For me, you just have to pay attention to what I say. Not close attention, just do your best to listen. I won't be telling you anything you don't already know about dominance or submission. Nothing different here, just the same things you're well aware of. You know how to be dominant, because you know what you want to feel, see, experience. So you know what someone submissive might want. And you've heard me, you've listened to me, so you know how a dominant person might act. The information is all inside your mind. It's just a matter of getting it to rise to the surface when needed. When you're required to switch roles, because I want this to be something you can achieve even if you're primarily aroused by submission. Sometimes to act dominant is an act of submission in itself. When you do it not because you want to particularly, but because someone else wants you to. Isn't that the most submissive thing you can do? Completely disregarding your own desires to make someone else feel good seems really rather submissive to me. You're being topped from the bottom by your partner, and of course I'm telling you that you should do it, so you're just letting me be on top above it all. The presence of power making everything go the way I want it to, this time. Perhaps this is just some grand experiment, a test of my power. It's easy to make someone submit when they already want to, for me at least. But making someone act outside their usual desire, as an act of service, well, that's a little more interesting. I suppose I'm just testing the limits of my ability to be the puppeteer, pulling the silken strings and finding out how much control I can have. But I do truly want for people to be able to give those they care for or desire the experience they want. Even if they're a submissive person dating a submissive person, or a sub married to a switch, or just someone who wants to unlock that side of them to build confidence and experience the euphoria of control and power. Because I promise it does feel good to be dominant. I know how much I enjoy it. And I know you can too. Even if the only reason you do it is because I told you to. Even if you only do it as an act of submission, I know you can enjoy it. All you have to do is listen now as I help guide you into trance, and you can do what you need to do to make that experience more comfortable. You can close your eyes if you want, or whenever it feels natural. The important thing is for you to feel comfortable, relaxed, and receptive. And if you're listening and sitting or laying down, you're already getting it right. So make sure you're comfortable now. Your relaxation is important, that you enjoy this moment. So just listen and let yourself sink into place. You need to do nothing else now, not yet. All you must do right now is relax your body. Comfortably and calmly sink into place. Relax. It's nice to relax your body after all. You deserve that. I think you know you do. You deserve to be relaxed, to feel good, to be able to sink into the moment and not think so much. And you may find that by listening closely and just following these simple instructions that you can do that. That you can let the world fall away, let it slip from view as your body relaxed. As your world blurs around the edges and you become more focused on the central thing in your world. And right now, that's me. This is an important feeling, that focus. The world slipping away as if it no longer matters. As if you only need to focus on one thing. Straight line, one track mind. And that's crucial to you now, to feel that way, to feel relaxed and calm and comfortable and focused. And you may drift away from my words now and then. You may notice they begin to slip into your mind without your awareness. But you can always come back to awareness of them without ever breaking this trance. Once you notice that you're slipping away from that focus, you'll snap back to it, as if you hear the snap of my fingers pulling you back, as if an unseen force grabs you by the head and points you forward, concentrates your vision, your mind, your thoughts once more. All you have to do is listen, and as you do, you may notice your legs and arms getting limp and relaxed, getting loose and limp and no longer needing to move. Perhaps if you must scratch an itch or stretch, but mostly they'll be perfectly calm and relaxed. And as you breathe slowly, as you should, just a steady rhythm, not matching me or a metronome, just what feels comfortable, in through your nose, out through your mouth, letting go of stress with each exhale. As you do that, you may begin to notice the slow up and down rhythm of your chest, the sensation of your lungs expanding and contracting, filling up with air, fresh and peaceful. Your torso can just melt into place beneath you, not really needing to do anything at all. You're only here to be guided. You don't need to think, you don't need to listen and relax. You may find that you slip into a soft, warm trance quite easily if you just listen, breathe, and let your body relax. It's all very calming, relaxing and gentle, and that's all it needs to be. Don't think beyond that. Just follow the words. I've been clear about where this leads, and you can enjoy the journey. That's more important than the destination anyway. Just enjoy the moment. Let the world slide from view. Let yourself enjoy this. You have chosen to listen, so whatever else you needed to do can be forgotten, because you no longer need it. You only need to listen. Only need to relax and enjoy the moment, the sensations in your body, and the warm embrace of relaxation. Whatever else you have to think about can now take a back seat, can vanish into the background for a while. Because you chose to have this moment, so accept and embrace this, enjoy this moment. You don't need to fight the rest that washes over you, the calm that falls over your mind when you simply let yourself go. And you are doing that. You are choosing to let go and relax. You chose this journey, this moment, so enjoy it. Rest and relax and let yourself fall into it. Fall into the relaxation. You deserve it. You chose it. It seems quite foolish to choose to relax and worry about things, so don't. Don't worry. Let the consistent patter of my voice push all of that away and help guide you to where you want to go. To a deep, calming, relaxing trance. All you really need to do to get there is to listen. And you may notice yourself arriving to that point sooner or later. You may feel a little woozy already, relaxed and hazy. Your mind may feel as though it's clouding. But you may also feel focused. You may feel extremely aware, but driven to listen to me. And both of those states can be the case. Two things can be true. You can feel a haze of thoughts somewhere on the edge of your mind while my voice keeps you directed to it, pulling your attention to it. Like a camera lens, twisting to find the part of the scene that matters, blurring the rest until only one point of focus remains and the beautiful bokeh of the rest of your world is simply something else to relax you, to calm you. Everything else is softening, like your body, like your limbs. Everything else is just a fuzzy blur. And you can focus closely on my words, on what I say. So focus right here on my voice. Because I'm giving you what you want and you're taking it. Interesting how we can frame things, isn't it? You are fully in control here. So what exactly am I? If you fall into trance because I guide you, but you chose it, who is in control? And does it matter? Is it simply a merging of two minds that coalesce around a single idea? And what is that idea? Perhaps that's where I can control things. But you already know where we're going, so maybe I'm just controlling the journey. But these things aren't important. What's important is that your eyes are sleepy, your eyelids are heavy, your body is resting and relaxed, and your mind is coming to a slow halt. The wheels are slowing down and your thoughts are sliding to a stop. And that's good, because it all means you're relaxing into this, falling into trance. And all you have to do to continue that journey is listen, relax, and breathe. And that's it, just breathe, at whatever pace feels comfortable, in whatever way makes sense, whatever feels calming. If that's long, slow breaths, that's wonderful. If that's just your regular pace, that's just fine too. Sometimes you need to do things your way, and I am only here to guide you to that, to finding yourself relaxing, slowing down, letting your mind fill with the joyful endorphins that come with rest. You may notice at times your body moves and shifts. You may notice a twitch of your arm or leg. All perfectly natural. You may even find your hand move slightly when I suggest it does. An interesting side effect of choosing to relax, I think. But perhaps it doesn't. Perhaps you're simply relaxed, deeply relaxed, with no need to move or to do anything but listen. Perhaps the world has fallen fully away and your mind is feeling open, calm, and restful. If you don't know quite how to feel, that's alright too. This can be a confusing place to be, trance. It can be unclear if you're awake and aware or deeply hypnotized. The line between the two is a blur. The only difference is focus. Are you focused? Focus on me. Don't worry about anything else. Let my voice fill your mind and just follow. I'm guiding you, leading you to somewhere and something new. And you're following, but you're willing, happy to come along. This is your choice and I am only here to lead you to it. So let's go a little deeper down into it, together. Let me come with you this time, deeply hypnotized, together. In the same sleepy trance, at the same time. I'm talking, focused only on that, only on you and how you feel in this situation. And you're listening to me and focused only on that. This is a collaboration between us, a moment where we must trust each other to get this right. But right is relative. Right is just letting go for you and believing in you for me. And I do. I believe anyone can be hypnotized. Anyone can change how they approach a situation. You can go from listening while distracted to listening while focused intently. You can switch, given the right circumstance, the right motivation. It's like code switching, and it might be strange, but that's what I want you to think about now. If you aren't sure what that means, to code switch, it's how we alter our language, use our cadence, tone, accent, when around different groups. Perhaps you notice yourself shifting to a more relaxed cadence of friends, speaking in words they do, making in-jokes. And with colleagues, you speak in a bland, professional tone. You keep yourself guarded, until someone gets through when you open up. But mostly, we switch like this all the time. We don't talk to each other the same way we talk to a boss or the doctor. We code switch, and we can switch. We can be someone else, almost at will. Jumping from casual to formal, from rigid and considerate to casual and mean. Funny how we can be mean. Teasing with friends, but not with strangers. Aren't the roles we play odd? And I want you to come with me for a moment and code switch. Because right now you're hearing a hypnotic tone, long, detailed sentences, layered with meaning. And you can consume that and relax and drift. But I believe hypnosis can switch it up too. We can always do that, change on the fly, move from one mode to the next. And I believe you can focus even more intently if I were to alter my language, to switch from formal hypnotic induction style to a distinctly casual tone. I feel of a catch retention. That sudden instant switch, when it comes, will have you completely and totally focused on me, a deepener of your trance state that feels at odds with itself, yet it is entirely logical. In a moment, I will move from the staccato formality of trance to the casual familiarity that comes with intimacy. And I will pull you closer to my voice, make it feel more real, alive and tangible. The power of language is not to be underestimated, and a sudden, surprising change in tone and style of speech can jar the mind, jolt you upright and grab your attention from nowhere, even as you were drifting and losing track of where you were. Are you ready to hear that code switch in action? To hear me move from the rigidity of language that currently occupies your receptive mind to something deeply casual, informal, and unstructured? Good. Let's try it. Now listen, okay? Just like that. No big deal if you don't, though. Just chill out. Take it easy. I'm just chatting with you, right? You don't need to think too hard about it. You probably can't think too hard. Bit of a dope when you get hypnotized, aren't you? But it's grand, like, you like relaxing. Sure don't we all? So listen, alright? Listen up and don't lose your focus, because it's a pain in the hole for me trying to get it back. I don't need to be using fancy words, right grammar or posh words to get in your head. That's just bollocks, to be honest with you. But it feels like it works. So it does. Sure, you can make anything work, can't you? You can switch it up, no hassle. And I know you have it in you, because everyone does. You can even code switch with the same person, even if nothing changes. Didn't I just do that? Switch? Like it was nothing? Because it is nothing, no big deal. And now I have your attention, don't I? Because you're thinking, what the fuck is she at here? What's she up to? Don't be an idiot, just listen. What else would you be doing anyway? So just listen to me, nothing else to do, is there? You're just sitting there anyway. And now you're listening closer, aren't you? Because I switched. I changed a bit and grabbed your attention. And if I change back now, you're gonna listen even closer. Because it'll feel like I'm back doing that hypno thing you're mad for. You are though, aren't you? I know you are. I fucking see you, you know that? I know just what you are. But you can be anything you want, that's the trick. Like, you can just change. On the spot, zero issue. Easy. I can do it again, anytime. I could be fucking French, or sound like I'm trying to sell you a new phone, or I'm gonna run for office. Anyone can be bloody anything, and all it takes is that moment you go, okay, switch up. It's fucking magical. But I think you'd prefer to focus on me when I deliberately use my voice to drawl into your mind, spilling molasses from my mouth with precision, with a literacy bent that calls to your brain. And now you can relax even more deeply, because this is what you associate with trance. And my voice is dripping with hypnotic power, with slow, seductive tones, with a cadence that floods your mind with power and prettiness. You love that, to relax to the swirling words that emanate from me and spiral into your mind. So keep that relaxation. Hold on to it. Let me cradle you in the delicious depth of my words, words that soothe mine. But do keep in mind that switching is so easy. It's immediate and can be triggered. You can code switch the very moment a situation calls for it. Your mind makes that change on its own. It just slips into a different way of thinking, acting, speaking, automatically. You can suddenly find yourself acting like someone new, but it's all you, really. And now you're deeply relaxed, listening so closely to my voice, so focused with renewed energy now that I'm giving you that decadent tone that you know so well, that pours into your mind and fills you with honeyed sweetness. The voice that sings you so softly, that can change your mind, turn it into other things, and yet is so innocent, so gentle. Because I can be many things, as we all can, as you can. If I can speak so gently and so softly and so sweetly, be comforting and caring, and yet make people feel submissive, weak and obedient, surely anyone can elicit such emotions in another. Even you who listens to me. In fact, I know that you can. I know that inside you there is a powerful person. Someone who you can be when you need to be. But now I want you to be that in situations where it is not specifically required. not when you have to be strong for something outside the confines of your home or somewhere you feel comfortable. Not when you're forced into that role by the pressures of who you must be. You can be that powerful, strong, dominant, confident, when you're with someone who wants you to be all those things for passion, for lust, for love and romance. You can code switch, turn from the submissive role to the dominant one, with ease, in seconds. All it takes is the right trigger to help you code switch, the right motivation too. Because you can be dominant even if you're deeply submissive, as long as you know why you're doing it. When you act dominant, it's because you're doing it for me, and the one you're with. Because they want it, and I want you to give that to them. I want you to fulfill their desires. And giving, being the giver, that is just as submissive as being forced to do it. Taking command, not control. Taking the lead, not taking charge. That is what you can do. And you can still feel deep in your mind that I am the reason, that this is in service of me or of your partner. Because code switching doesn't change who we are, but it does change the version of ourselves we put forth. And you can act as the dominant, act with authority and power, in service of me and that lovely partner you have. The person who wants and needs you to show that side sometimes. The person who wants you to be powerful and strong. The person who wants you to take them, grab them, push them down and show them how it feels to submit. And you may wonder how you can know how to do this. But of course you do. You know what you want when you're submissive. You know just what a submissive person in that role, aching to be controlled and commanded, wants. Because you want it too. And you can show them how you want to be treated, how you feel when I'm in control of you. You can show what it feels like for you by showing them the way you want to be dominated. Let them experience the bliss of letting go, of surrendering control. Them whimpering and begging with you for more. Them under you, writhing on the sheets, their hands gripping the covers, squirming and aching for your next command. You know how to tease. You know how to slow things down and make them feel weak. You know just how to take your time to touch them in a way that feels so utterly wonderful, but isn't quite enough. And that means you know how to make them beg, how to make them grovel, how to make them get down on their knees and plead with you for what they want. And you know then how to say no, how to deny that pleading, how to delay and manipulate the situation, how to make them truly feel like you're in control. You know this because you want it too. But sometimes you need to give your partner what they crave. Lots of people switch roles, and I know you can do it. I know if you're here, you must have someone who wants you to do it. So don't be afraid to code switch, even for a night, just to show them what you can do, how dominant you can be, how you can take control and take charge, how you can be the one on top, how you can press them into the bed and fuck them, ride them until they're screaming. Make them the one that tries so desperately to get more, to feel more from you, to feel the pleasure of giving in, giving up any control, and just taking what you give them, eager for more, greedy to feel your power. You can fuck them mindless, make them feel all those things you want too. But you're doing it for me, doing it to show that a good submissive can do anything their dominant commands them to. Even if it means taking the lead. And you can enjoy it too. You can enjoy their face as their eyes roll back as their mouths open to try to speak. But all that comes out is breathy gasping. The sounds of utter need and pleasure etched on their face. You can take that face and use it. Use their mouth, push them down until they can't help but pleasure you. Show you how much they worship you. Give them what they want, like a good submissive, but by dominating them, because of course you can switch into that mode. And what makes you feel good can make them feel good. You can be submissive for me and dominant for them, just once in a while, when they really need it. When someone you want to enjoy that time with has to have it. When the submissive cravings get too strong, and they just need someone to be stronger, to overpower them, to make them feel weak and needy and desperate. When they get so horny at the thought of being bent over and slapped with a paddle, to feel your hand teasing between their legs and making them bite their lip in anticipation of more. When they just need a good hard fuck. When they can't think of anything but someone taking complete control and using their body like a toy. And don't you like that idea just a bit too? Knowing that you're giving them what they want so much. Knowing that you're being so good for them by giving them what they need. Submission is selfless. It's not about getting what you want. It's about giving someone else what they want. And if they want you in charge, if they want to look up at you with pleading eyes as you grab them by the chin and look down with contempt, wouldn't it feel so good to give them that? You can be the best, most completely obedient submissive to me by giving your partner the most dominant, confident, sexually adventurous version of you. And you'll feel so good. You'll get so aroused by doing that because you know it's all for me. Deep down, you're just pleasing me. Dominant for them, submissive for me. That's what you want to be, just for me. And for them, give them what they want. And if what they want is you to be the commanding dominant person, the one who grabs them roughly and tosses them down and climbs on top and fucks them until they cry out your name, that's what you do. Grabbing them and squeezing and teasing, kissing their neck and nibbling their ear, making them feel so good, whispering naughty ideas to them, making them call you whatever name makes you feel completely in charge. Telling them what a good sub they are for you. Making them obsess over your body. Teasing them with it. Just making them break for you. Making them lust for you like they never have before. Seeing them pushing their face into the pillow to muffle their screams so the neighbors don't overhear. Taming them. Taking command. Making them beg for more. Making them beg for you to take control, to take over their mind and make them all yours. Making them feel so good as they crumble to your power and control. Telling them they deserve to be fucked senseless. They deserve to be spanked and punished and pushed down to the ground. Gagging them, stuffing their mouths so they can't speak, only whimper with utter need as you completely dominate them. And in the back of your mind, you hear me saying, good sub. Dominant for them, submissive for me. Making them squirm and moan and writhe to your touch, to your very existence. The power of that will turn you on. The utter pleasure of having someone completely at your mercy. Even if it's all just for me and for them, you'll still be able to relish the thrill of control. The moment of power. Knowing you could take it all away. Knowing you could deny them. Making them feel empty without you. Knowing fully the power you have in that moment. Seeing them whimper and whine and plead with you for more of this, more of your power. You want to experience it for me, be dominant for them, submissive for me. And all it takes is that trigger, that switch, the moment you code switch. All it takes is hearing one phrase to put you in that dominant mindset. Take control. When you hear that phrase from someone you're having sexy fun with, or if they type it in a message to you, once they utter it, write it, and you see it, you'll unleash your dominance. You'll be dominant for them, submissive for me. You'll show me how good you are by showing them what a good dominant you can be. You'll make them feel so good they'll crave it again. They'll crave you. And all it takes is that phrase. Once you hear take control, you will do just that. You'll take control of them, control their pleasure, control the situation. You'll be in charge. Of course, you'll be respectful, considerate, consensual. But you'll be dominant too, commanding, powerful. As soon as you hear or see them write take control, that will be your cue to code switch. From submissive to dominant. From romantic to commanding, from gentle to powerful. Just a simple phrase, take control, but it'll make you feel so aroused by being powerful and dominant. Make you feel so good as you take complete control of them. Once they say, or they're right, take control, you won't be able to stop yourself from taking charge, and they'll know that. You'll let them know this trigger exists, if you want them to. You can share it with someone you want to enjoy yourself with, and they can trigger you whenever they need it. You can share it with someone you want to enjoy yourself with, and they can trigger you when they need it. When they need you to be dominant, all they have to say is, take control, and you'll switch into that dominant mode. The rest of the world will blur around the edges, and your focus will solely be on being that dominant your partner needs. You'll be in a trance, but you'll be in control too. And it'll make you so aroused because you're dominant for them, but submissive for me. Even if you don't get off on that kind of power, you'll get off on doing what your partner wants and what I want you to do. Be a generous, giving lover who isn't afraid to get out of their comfort zone and push themselves into a new role, a new way of enjoying sex and sexuality. And you'll enjoy it. You'll love this side of you coming out because you'll get to feel more powerful, more confident, more desired. And that will make you feel so very, very good. And now that we've established how you can do that, how you can hear the trigger, take control, and become the dominant your partner needs sometimes, it's time to leave this relaxing trance. It's time to wake up and return to normal. Return to the real world. So I'll count from 1 to 10, and at 10, you'll wake with this new trigger that you can pass on to the person, or even people, you want to give that gift to, who you'll let access the dominant part of you. 1. Feeling relaxed and refreshed now. 2. Mind stirring, the world coming back into focus. 3. Letting the haze of trance fall away now. 4. Mind clearing, thoughts running more smoothly. 5. Limbs starting to regain their power. 6. Stretching a little, feeling yourself moving and shifting. 7. Letting normal thoughts flow again, feeling back to reality. 8. The trigger sticking in your mind, ready to be activated. 9. Almost there, almost back to wide awake. 10. Completely awake, back to reality, back to you, and with a new side of you ready to be unleashed. All you have to do is share that trigger with someone. Hopefully you enjoy it, and I hope they enjoy it even more. Because it's okay to switch once in a while, as long as you're doing it for me.